Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, it's time for Walken's Week.
One man's quest to discover everything there is to know in the world. This is Walken's Week.
Welcome, everybody, to Walken's Week. Once again, we have Christopher Walken here joining us. Hello.
Hello, Nigel.
How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
It's
been a while
good.
Since we've talked. We don't record every show
right
in a row. This time we're doing it at your place.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus Christ, it smells in here.
What is that supposed to mean?
Smells like shit in your house. You just like get up in the morning like a hoarder and throw your diaper in a random room?
Well, no. I mean, I have a chamber pot, but...
Chamber pot?
Yeah.
Is that like,
well, it's part of the eco movement, you know, trying to conserve water. You don't go to the bathroom all the time. You just go into like a pot during the night and then get rid of it in the morning.
That's horrifying.
What's an ego movement? Eco. You know, go green.
Like you smoke marijuana now?
No.
Is that a...
No, it's just, you know, trying to be more conscious of the environment, more eco-friendly.
So you don't smoke marijuana?
No.
Because that would pollute. And I'd have to call the cops on you.
Yeah. So you're saying you've never smoked marijuana?
No.
You just kind of strike me as...
Why the hell would I smoke a hallucinogen?
You just try to strike me as the kind of laid-back personality who might, you know,
no.
Toke up once in a while. And
me?
Yeah.
I seem laid-back to you?
Yeah. Well, you can be.
You're a fucking idiot.
Anyway, why don't we get onto the matter at hand?
Okay.
Why don't you tell us what was Walken's Week?
Well, Nigel, this week I discovered that Nikola Tesla, you know that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Did you read a book? Have you ever read a book?
Yeah, I read books all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, he invented
comic books?
DC Power.
Yeah. So Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
I just like saying his name. It's like
it's
saying
cool
Nickelodeon, but with Tesla at the end.
Yeah.
Nikola Tesla... And Steve Jobs, you know that guy? Steve Jobs?
Right.
Yeah. They're the same person.
As far as I can tell, the only thing they have in common is they're both dead.
Yeah. That is the only thing they have in common, aside from the fact that they were geniuses and invented tons of shit. You dumb fuck. So you've read a book?
Yeah. Nikola Tesla invented a whole bunch of wacky, zany things, like wireless energy and an earthquake machine.
Yeah, he invented all sorts of awesome shit that you can't appreciate because you're stupid.
No, we can't appreciate it because Thomas Edison hedged in on those ideas and took them over.
Yeah, Thomas Edison stole it like Bill Gates. They're the same fucking person.
I see what you're getting at.
So,
how are they the same person? Nikola Tesla died like...
Yeah, here's what happens, okay? There are these things that exist out in the world. Called vampires.
Okay. I
think
heard
we've
of
covered this before.
Yeah, we've talked about them.
Vampires exist out in the world, and what they do is every like 40, 50 years or so, because Nikola Tesla died when he was like 50 something or 60 or 70, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
One of those big numbers. So Nikola Tesla died, but he didn't.
So what did he.
He was never alive in the first place, you idiot.
So he just laid low?
He got into his coffin.
Oh. Where was his coffin at?
In his castle or whatever.
I mean,
where they live. They live in big castles.
They found his body in like a hotel room.
Yeah,
he was just like poverty stricken and.
Yeah, he was dead. Right.
Right.
He was never alive in the first place. So when they check his pulse or his pants or whatever, they check to make sure you're alive. You know, he's dead.
Okay.
Obviously.
So they moved his body to a coffin.
Yeah, his henchman or his Igor assistant.
Mm-hmm.
See, he was Dracula too.
Okay, so they're all the same person?
Yeah, Dracula was Nikola Tesla, who was Steve Jobs. So he'll be back again. Watch out for the next power struggle between two geniuses.
Because
you got Dracula versus Van Helsing or whatever Thomas Edison and Bill Gates were. He was Van Helsing. Bill Gates is Van Helsing.
Well, you do
this
know...
This week I discovered that Bill Gates... is actually Van Helsing.
But I thought
does Van Helsing have a first name? Kevin Van Helsing?
I'm sure it'd be something more Swiss or Hungarian or whatever he was.
Hungover? Was he in that movie with the Zach Rackaflakis?
No.
Zach Rumpelstiltskin?
So you're saying that So you're saying that not only is Nikola Tesla Steve Jobs, but that Bill Gates is also Van Helsing?
Yes.
And Thomas Edison?
Yes.
So they're vampires too?
Yes.
So they're just locked in an eternal
flawless
struggle.
Flawless logic here, Nigel.
That could be the next Underworld movie.
Huh?
Underworld?
Is it that Sega CD game with the aliens?
Hey, Sewer Shark?
Yeah.
No.
No. No, not that game.
No, I'm talking about the movies with Kate Beckinsale and... Huh? That's it. I don't know who else is in those movies, but the vampires and the werewolves against each other, and they come back every couple
hundred
years.
Yeah, it's just like that. Van Helsing is a werewolf. This week, I discovered that Van Helsing, Bill Gates, and Thomas Edison are a werewolf.
Locked in an eternal struggle with Dracula.
Yes.
Who is Nikola Tesla, who is Steve Jobs.
Yes.
So we won't see anything else for another 40 or 50 years.
No, you gotta wait until the next round of geniuses. Okay, so what he does is he pretends to be reborn again.
Right.
So as soon as Steve Jobs disappeared, his Steve Jobs personality went into the coffin to be saved for the rapture or whatever. And now he's reborn as a baby.
So he's going to grow up to an adult and then...
So he's going to grow up and he's going to invent all sorts of awesome shit that nobody appreciates and then blasts on Facebook.
All right.
So he's going to invent half of modern technology in about 40 years, and then everybody will be like, that motherfucker didn't do anything.
Because he'll get locked
just
in
like Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla.
Yeah. All
right. You know, if Facebook existed when Nikola Tesla died, they'd be like, who the fuck was that guy? Fuck him.
You'd be a whole bunch. But wouldn't you also have a whole bunch of followers of him that are just kind of like, he's perfect.
Bunch of emo faggots would be like on Facebook just going, oh,
they wear,
I'm so sad.
They wear glasses and hats indoors.
Yeah.
At all times.
Hey, shut up.
All right, that was Walken's Week, everybody.